Did you forget it?
Go, Riley Nonsense, Zoo Rider, Maldives, Prexy, Idiotic Comment, Guns in School.
Did you forget to send it? Oh, that's too bad.
It's a bus. I do have it. Oh, no, it is. Right the second from the top. Bogus Serial Report by Anderson Cooper.
Now, this Pooper guy, this Danny guy, I saw him this morning on with the Morning Girl.
Before I play it, I want to set this up.
He's calling in regular reports.
This idiot is calling in. By the way, there's a clip of him talking about some dead kid, and it's like.
You see the same picture of a guy with his heel bleeding.
He makes a mistake.
Oh, in this,
Danny. Yeah, it's very hard to hear him but he says, "Where is the U.S. when we need them?" But he meant UN. So he says, "Where is the U.S.? Where is the UN when we need them?" It's a very interesting flub, but.
I'm sorry.
But wait, a couple other things. I want to point out to people that in any armed conflict ever, there's always reporters who sneak behind the lines and give us at least written reports that are highly accurate. There's nothing coming out of this area.
Not a single thing.
Late word tonight on the slaughter that Bashar al-Assad and his security forces have unleashed in Syria. UN Security General...
By the way, just listen to the setup.
Oh, this is pathetic. This is pathetic reporting. There's no proof of anything going on. I mean, we do see some bombs going off here and there, but you can't just report like this if you don't know for sure.
I have some great clips that fit into this. We'll continue.
Ban Ki-moon calling the regime's assault on Homs a sign of worse to come. After four straight days of bombing and shelling, it's frankly hard to see how things could get worse.
By the way, you only see two explosions and smoke in every single video. It's the same one over and over again.
The one video where that shows the explosion, first they have the camera pointed at where the rocket comes from, and then they follow it right to the point as if it was staged.
Well, yes.
Did you notice the way that was shot?
Yeah. Oh, no. Dude, we've got so much to talk about.
Worse than this. Incoming artillery rocket fire in several...
That's not incoming, by the way.
...neighborhoods, especially Baba Amr, where this video was taken today. More than five dozen people killed. Reports that field hospitals and medical professionals are being targeted, along with the wounded. Now, the killing, the atrocities unfolding, despite al-Assad's commitment, or stated commitment, to ending the violence. He made that promise to Russia's visiting foreign minister only yesterday. He's made that promise before, of course, and that promise has always been broken. By this morning, his sincerity could be measured in dead men, dead women, and dead children.
Which we have not seen any proof of.
The activist and opposition member known as Danny has been risking his life daily, bearing witness to all of this, posting videos on YouTube. He filed this dispatch just after today's shelling began. Now, before we show it to you, I want to warn you.
Graphic.
It's not especially graphic. It certainly is horrible. It's also the sad and simple.
Not graphic. It's just horrible. Listen to me, slave. It's horrible. You will think it's horrible.
Reality in Homs right now.
This is a field hospital. It's 7 o'clock a.m. This is a little child who's about 2 years old. He got hit with this water bomb in his house. Is this what the UN is waiting for? Is this what the UN is waiting for? Until we think any more children left? Until they kill all the children, kill all the women? This child lost his brains. A bomb landed in his house. He lost his whole brains. Two children were killed, him and his sister. What is the UN waiting for?
We've been trying all day with no success to reconnect with Danny. We thought we had him several times. Communications are extremely difficult. The streets are deadly. Just before airtime, we managed to get in touch with another activist named Abu Abdo, who had just witnessed a friend die.
So, I gotta say a couple things here. So, for anyone in that region to say... I've seen more video of this guy, who, by the way, is getting the two-book deal out of it, I hear. He's going to do great. And he's saying, yeah, we need the UN, we need the UN. Did you know that Barbara Walters sat down with Assad and had an interview with him, a 45-minute interview? Somehow we missed this. I don't understand.
But it wasn't recently.
It was December.
You sure?
Yeah, December.
I thought it was a couple years ago.
No, it's December. It's December.
Well, I did see it. I saw the interview.
And do you want to hear what Assad thinks about the UN?
Last week, an independent United Nations commission who interviewed more than 225 people issued a report. What it said was that your government committed crimes against humanity. Hmm. And they went on, torture, rape, and other forms of sexual violence against protesters, including against children. Mm-hmm. What do you say to them? I mean, what I am saying again and again is that protesters were beaten. Things happened to them. Do you acknowledge that? Do you acknowledge what the UN said?
Very simply, I would say send us the documents and the concrete evidences that you have, and we'll see if that's true or not. You have a lot of allegations now.
Did the UN not send you these documents?
Nothing at all.
You mean the first you're
they
here?
Didn't send, they don't have even the names.
And this is true. I've read the UN documents, and just like Libya, they have no one. And Libya was like, oh, all these people getting raped, and they had one woman who later said, I don't want to talk anymore.
Yeah, let's not forget the Viagra bullcrap.
Yeah, exactly.
Who are the rape people, or who are the tortured people? Who are they? We don't have any name. They didn't.
But they've issued... Mr. President, they have issued this report. They have accused you...
It must be true!
You and your regime.
According to what?
Well, according to what they said, 225 people, witnesses, men, women, children.
That is a lie, because they have no names and witnesses in the report. I've read the report.
Whom they interviewed and identified. And that's when they called it crimes against humanity.
We are government. We have government. We have institutions. They should send us the documents. As long as we don't see the documents and the evidences, we cannot say yes. That's normal. We cannot say just because the United Nations. Who said that the United Nations is a credible institution?
Who says that the United
Nations? We know that you have the double standard in the world, in the United States policy, in the United Nations that's controlled by the United States and the West. So it has no credibility. So it's about evidences and documents. Whenever they have, we can discuss it. Just to discuss the report that we don't see any reality related to it, just a waste of time.
You do not think that the United Nations is a credible organization?
No, for one reason. They haven't implemented, they never implemented any of the resolution that related to the Arab world, for example, to the Palestinians, to the Syrian land. Why don't they? If they talk about human rights, what about the Palestinians suffering in the occupied territory? What about my land and my people that left their land because it's occupied by Israel? Of course not.
You haven't
for every citizen, it's not for me as president. I'm telling you about the perception in the whole region.
You do not think the United Nations is credible?
No. Never. It's not something before my generation. Uh-huh. It's something we inherited as a concept, as a belief.
You have an ambassador to the United Nations.
Yeah. It's a game we play. It doesn't mean you believe it.
Yeah, it's a little game we play. So...